This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, April 24th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, in Missouri today, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Mollins offered a new round of disaster assistance for farmers suffering from the impact of natural disasters.
We will be issuing a second round of payments to our farmers and extending the sign-up deadline for our USDA Supplemental Disaster Relief Program. This critical program provides targeted assistance to producers to help them recover from losses they suffered from natural disasters in 2023 and 2024.
The agency will be doubling the Supplemental Disaster Assistance Relief Program's payment factor for eligible producers, raising it from 35% to 70%, that according to a USDA press release. It will also extend the program's application deadline to August 12th. By extending the program deadline and making available this additional payment, we're continuing to put farmers first during this difficult farm economy, Rollins said in the release. So far, the agency has provided over $6.7 million in payments that, according to the press release, producers in Connecticut, Hawaii, Maine, and Massachusetts are not eligible for the SDRP program payments, as their states will be receiving block grant funding for crop losses. More information is available now at agripulse.com. American Soybean Association President Scott Metzger, finishing planting his soybean crop today, says he's hopeful the House will be successful in approving a new farm bill next week. Metzger says they're pleased with farm policy improvements and last year's budget reconciliation, but more work needs to be done.
You know, we're here with the rest of it. We're looking to have some enhanced improvements to access to credit, looking to promote expansion and diversification of markets, and reauthorize the BioPreferred program to promote the marketing of soy-based bioproducts. And rural broadband is always an issue that we need to have addressed as well. So, and also access to the domestic markets for the meat products for our livestock customers. So
Metzger says improved reference prices last year don't meet the challenges of today's higher input costs.
These input costs have just skyrocketed. I mean, seeds anywhere from 14% to 15% higher. You know, fertilizer 95% higher. And then we're looking at fuel as well, and it's in that, you know, 30% to 35% higher. And it's just all this stuff is just adding up, and we're already in a tight economy to begin with, and it's just that much worse now.
Metzger says he can make the case that Congress should provide additional financial assistance to farmers.
The soybeans, we were kind of on the low end of the totem pole on it. You know, we came in at $30.88 an acre. I can spend that in the past in a pesticide program. Looking at losses, even with that, at that $75 to $76 an acre, there's definitely more assistance that is going to be needed. You know, with all the lack of trade that we've had, and all these input costs are a lot higher. It's in an upside down market for sure.
Okay, what's not in the House bill? Metzger says ASA policy supports E15. And they're still evaluating the renewable fuel amendment being offered to the Ag Committee's Farm Bill language.
You know, we're still assessing the amendments and the impacts that it could have long term on RFS, and specifically with biofuels and farmers in general. So it's going to be a wait and see game on that.
The Farm Bill and amendments will be before the House Rules Committee on Monday. Finally, this afternoon's cold storage report from the USDA showed that total frozen meat supplies as of March 31st were down 2% from a year ago. Beef supplies down 3% from this time last year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern farm bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.